The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the Christians. It's a quote of St. Tertullian, showing that the martyrs, the death of the martyrs, the blood, the grace of their sacrifice, sprung forth into that faith of the Christians abroad throughout all the world. We have even the feast of the Holy 40 Martyrs, where a martyr was, the 40 martyrs were on the ice, stripped of their clothing, and on a stake, and freezing on the ice, freezing cold, while the Romans were had on the shoreline. They had a bath of water, tempting them to renounce their faith, that they could go then and enjoy the water. And one martyr did, and he went, and he ended up dying in the bath anyway. And so then there were 40 crowns of their martyrdom available to them. And one of the soldiers saw those crowns in a vision. And as they died, their crowns went up to heaven. But there was one left. And so he went and stripped himself of his clothing to gain that final crown. So the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the Christians, in that by that good example, to help us to see there's something else to live for beyond this life. As our Lord says, he who loves this life will lose it. He who hates this life will save it. And so we have to have that spiritual end in mind in all things that we do. Today, when we want something, the struggle for it is not long, is not arduous for us to gain that thing. We have to wait only a few days and Amazon packages show up. If we want food, we go to the grocery store. And we're so far removed from the process it takes to gain that product. In the olden times, to get chicken nuggets, you had to go and butcher a chicken. You had to pluck the chicken. You had to dress the chicken. You had to bread the chicken and fry the chicken. Now we just go to McDonald's, and it's so easy and so convenient. Our lives are vastly different. And so, too, our martyrdoms are vastly different. We are not all called to that martyrdom of our life, to give our life in death for the faith. We're not all going to be called to do that, but we are called to give our life to God. All the things that we have here are for that purpose and for that end. And so we have our smaller martyrdoms every day. Little sacrifices that we make are grace for one another. The church is a society. We are together in this society. We are helping one another to live our faith. And this is what the martyrs did by their sacrifices, the grace that was poured forth onto others to live the faith, to come to the faith, to renounce the world, and to take up their crosses daily and to follow Christ, to follow that example. And so we have that same calling to live our faith, not just for ourselves, to see in all of our sacrifices of every day, not just this annoyance, but to try to look to the grace to be gained by these sacrifices. And we can't see grace. This is our difficulty because we are physical beings. We see what's before us, and this is where our focus is. And so it's to us to elevate our minds to that higher calling of living for something beyond this world. Not to hate our life in such that we mortify ourselves to death, but to hate our lives in that we seek the life of grace over it. We choose the life of grace over it because we have that fallen human nature that inclines us into sin, inclines us to do wrong, leads us away from God. And in that much, we fight against that. We mortify ourselves. And so let us take example from the martyrs of what they have done for us. The grace that has been poured forth in abundance on us by our daily living. We have our saints. We can pray to the saints. We have fellow Catholics. They're a good example. And most importantly, every day, we have the opportunity as often as we can to come to a holy sacrifice of the Mass. The holy sacrifice of the Mass pours out grace from its very act, from its very completion. It's not, it's, the grace is there by the very fact of it being accomplished. And so here we have that opportunity to receive grace in abundance, to go forth and to continue to live that faith, not just for ourselves, but for Christ, to live that example to one another, to strengthen one another. Father Philip, we went on our hike this past week into the mountains in Idaho, and it was terrible. The water, there was so much rain this week, and we're out there in the wilderness. We have on our backs, we did what's more of called a through hike. We have on our backs in about 40-pound packs, 50-pound packs. We have our tents, we have our sleeping bags, we have our food, we have our water. We have everything that we need to go forth into this wilderness alone. And we went out there, and we hiked and hiked and hiked, and then we began to ascend a little, and we ran into this valley, and there was the trail. There was the path marked out for us. Okay, we're on the path. And the path is only about 16 inches wide, a foot wide, and we're walking with bushes on either side, and all of a sudden the path would just disappear and be gone. And then it would reappear again suddenly. And the whole time the bushes were soaked wet, so the people that were leading, in about 2 minutes, they were completely soaked through with all their clothes and everything that they had. And Father Philip made the connection. We're trying to do meditation through all this, and it's like you're trying to keep that focus in your meditation while branches are swatting you in the face and different things. But he made that connection of water being that purification, you know, being associated with grace so much. And here we are in the wilderness, and how difficult that water felt to us, the annoyance it was, how much it was a sacrifice, how much it was a difficulty to go through that. But we saw the end. We knew it was up there. We had done this hike before, and we knew the views to be gained on the mountains. We knew the views and gorgeous sights of these high mountains in Idaho, not as high as here, but still high enough to be beautiful, to be gorgeous. And we sought that end through all this, all that suffering and that sacrifice. And so making that connection of grace, coming through that sacrifice, coming through that annoyance, to reach the end to be gained, not just for ourselves, but to help one another as well, as the leaders going through those bushes get drenched the most. They have most to bear in their sacrifice. And the people coming behind them have it much easier. They know the route. They know the way. They know they're not getting so much water on them. All these things help each other. And so as we are living in this society, the Catholic Church, we see the martyrs and we look to the saints and what they have done. And this is why we pray to them, why we call upon them, because they know the struggle. And they're so close to us in that they have gone through the same things we have gone through. And so we're ready to reach out to them, and they're ready to intercede for us, to pray to God for us. And so let us make sure that we're doing our part for one another, to live our faith, to strengthen one another in the faith. As God loveth a cheerful giver, we look to that end to be gained. God does not just leave us in alone in this. As it says, he who provides the sower with seed will both give you bread to eat and multiply your seed, and will increase the growth of the fruits of your justice. Again, we can't see grace, but we can multiply our grace by removing ourselves as much as we can from this sacrifice. We live not now for us, for God. We focus on turning to God and elevating our lives beyond this physical plane to live for him. Unless the grain of wheat falling to the ground die itself remaineth alone. We sacrifice all of our life. We focus on our life being used for God himself and giving ourselves to him. And so let us make sure that we're doing our part every day to elevate our lives to that living of the faith. Because we don't see grace. We don't know where it goes. We can't imagine all the people that we meet in the world, all the people that we affect. But especially we can see individuals here, and we can have that focus of this end to be gained. Okay, at least I can be a sanctification to my brethren. I can at least be an example to the Christian faithful, because we all need this. We know our struggle. We know the difficulties that we have. And so let us help one another to carry the bear that's the sacrifice of this life to gain eternal life. God is able to make all the grace abound in you. He's able to make your grace, all the actions that you do, all the suffering that you do, become fruitful. And I've seen this so many times in my priesthood. Just people that is the suffering becomes difficult. There's sacrifices and temptations and all these trials. We look to St. John Marie Vianney. We had his feast yesterday. He was tried very greatly by the devil. The devil would come and torment him in the night. His bed, he'd wake up to the room on fire, his bed on fire. And he knew that he was about to gain a big fish, what he called a big fish, a great penitent, to convert from his ways, to convert from his errors. And so he knew to be ready for that grace. He knew the end to be gained. This is what we all have in our sacrifices. There's something to be gained, something spiritual. And maybe we can't see it definitely. Maybe we can't know where the grace goes. But we can know that God is with us. He doesn't abandon us. He loves us. And the trials that he sends us are not without an end. They're not without a purpose. We maybe can't see that purpose, but we know to trust in God, that he will glorify, that he will be glorified in the end. So let us go forth and be ready to sacrifice as the martyrs have sacrificed, and to give our life for the faith, not necessarily in our death, but in all of our life, in all those little things that we struggle through. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.